This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the highlights of the first regular session of the 100th General Assembly.
Thank you to these fine individuals.
We put that larger number and new energy to work.
The 18 weeks that made up the session this year ran from January through mid-May. Hundreds of measures were filed both in the Missouri Senate and House of Representatives. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says a lot of forward-moving legislation made it to the finish line.
Tort reform, obviously the venue joinder bill that was passed early in session, seatbelt litigation reform, civil procedure reform, and it was a good session on the litigation front. And then obviously just the package of infrastructure and workforce development initiatives that was championed by the governor, all of which came to pass this year. I think those are going to be instrumental and monumental, not only for the infrastructure piece, but what it means for each and every Missouri community.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Belle Fountain Neighbors adds several members' priorities were taken care of this year.
Fully funding the school finance formula, increasing school transportation dollars, supporting higher education, protecting the will of the voters, and strengthening the safety net for our most vulnerable. I'm happy to report that we achieved all of these goals and more. Our members sent important provisions to the governor's desk. Nathan's law to stop dangerous unlicensed daycares, criminal justice reform through expungements and rolling back some minimum sentencing.
Senator Rowden also says working with the executive branch was easy.
He was a senator that built his success upon relationships, built his success on and talking to him and helping him understand, and I think that largely is what he did this year. I would say as to the success of the agenda, best I can tell, they batted 1,000, so I think it was a good year for them. They were things that obviously weren't without controversy and weren't without some pushback, but were things generally that I think both sides of the aisle were able to latch on to.
Senator Walsh says she believes the governor had a good session.
You know, he got a lot of what he wanted. We all worked together. I just think back to how it was a year ago. It was kind of pleasant to have somebody that you could sit and talk to and work with. You're not necessarily always going to agree, but the work atmosphere around here was a lot better than it was a year ago.
In all, 45 Missouri Senate and 46 Missouri House bills were sent to the executive branch. Also, one Senate joint resolution, 7 Senate concurrent resolutions, and 3 House concurrent resolutions saw successful passage this session. By law, the Missouri General Assembly will officially adjourn, sine die, on May 30th. After this, the governor will have until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without his signature. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.